A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to A Slob Comes Clean, the podcast. I'm Dana K. White. I blog over at aslobchemsclean.com. That's where I share my personal deslobification process. As I figure out ways to keep my own home under control, I share the truth about cleaning and organizing strategies that actually work in real life for real people, people who don't love cleaning and organizing. Thanks for joining me today. This is podcast number 189, and I'm calling it Things I'm Thankful I Did. Thanksgiving here in the U.S. is coming up next week, which, you know, I try not to say this every single week, but I feel it every single week. Oh my word. How did it happen to end up mid-November? Like, what in the world? But anyway, time flies. But you know, that makes me start thinking about thankfulness and things that I need to be grateful for. And, it's honestly one of my favorite holidays, I think, because it is all about family. It is all about food, certain foods that you don't eat except on that day. And then the reality is that it just doesn't have the same pressure and showiness of Christmas. So it's just kind of a day just to enjoy for what it actually is. Not that I don't do that for Christmas, but you know what I mean. Anyway, but with the idea of, you know, Thanksgiving, you think about thankfulness. And a lot of times when I think about things to be thankful for, I'm thinking about things that are outside of my control. So, you know, wow, I'm really thankful that I have this crazy job where I get to write books and have a podcast and all that kind of stuff. Yes, I'm thankful for that. I am really thankful for my home, for you know, my kids, my husband, but a lot of those things, you know, especially kids and husband, those are completely out of my control, right? You know, so I'm thankful for things and there's a lot of value in it. But what I'm going to talk about today is the stuff that I'm thankful for that is totally and completely in my control. Okay. And the reason that I'm talking about this, is sometimes life just gets going and I am like, oh, I'm glad I did such and such. But when I really stop to try to be very, thoughtful about how glad I am that I did something in the past that benefits me now, a lot of times did something that I wasn't necessarily thinking about how much it was going to benefit me in the future. But when I'm glad that I did it, if I take the moment to stop and say, okay, what did I do that's making my life so much better right now? And I'm going to stop and take a moment and be thankful for that. And being thankful for that helps me be aware of what I did and helps me be more aware of when those opportunities to do something similar in the future prevent kind of the opposite of present themselves. Okay. So when those opportunities to do something now, that's going to make me feel thankful and grateful that I did it in the future, when those opportunities present themselves, I'm more aware if I have really taken the moment to stop and think, I am so glad that I did this. Okay. Because often a lot of these little things that maybe don't have a necessarily have a huge benefit in the actual moment, I'm the type of person who, you know, will ask myself, does this really matter? Does this really matter? I'll get to this later. I'll have to do it eventually. You know, things like progress, the clutter and all that kind of stuff. Things that I'm really glad that I just went ahead and did. And the moment of thankfulness for that is the answer to, does it matter? Yes, it did matter. And I'm way better off because I actually did this. Make sense? Okay. I hope that makes sense. And things like, you know, I'll just plug my own books for a second real quick. But, you know, I have two books, How to Manage Your Home Without Losing Your Mind and Decluttering at the Speed of Life. I am very glad that I wrote those books because they are the in-depth answers to so many questions that I get all the time. And every time I get a question from somebody and I'm able to say, which this is like 99 out of 100 questions, I'm able to say, yes, I totally wrote about that in depth in this, you know, one of the two books. Then I'm able, you know, it's like, okay, good. I don't have to rethink through and rewrite this answer. It's here you go. It's there for you. It exists. Okay. And don't forget, if you can't afford the books, check with your library. They're in most libraries. And if they're not in yours, you should ask them to order it. Okay. Before we get going, I want to tell you about one of our sponsors for this podcast. I'm so thankful for sponsors. They make the podcast possible. Okay. So if you're ready to declutter your closets, but you're stuck on the high value items, I know I personally have had that happen, even though I've been decluttering for years now and I mostly donate, but sometimes I really do get stuck on that one thing where I'm like my a flower girl dress that my daughter had. I'm like, you know, we paid a lot of money for this for her to wear one time. But if you are stuck on those high value items, you know that the only thing that isn't an option is to keep something when you know that it needs to go. That's why I'm excited about this new sponsor, Poshmark. I've checked out the site. It's a great option for selling nice clothing like that flower girl dress. Okay. So Poshmark is the easiest way to buy and sell fashion items. Download the free Poshmark app to get started. Poshmark carries fashion for women, men, and kids, including accessories like iPhone cases and things like that. They have lots of great brands like Kate Spade, J. Crew, and Lululemon. It's a great option for trying to sell things that you're hesitant to donate, like that flower girl dress, okay? Items are priced, but if you see something that you want, you can make the seller an offer. Sell on Poshmark to declutter your closet or experience Black Friday every day on Poshmark. They offer designer brands like Louis Vuitton, Michael Kors, Tory Burch for a deal. Download the Poshmark app. Listeners of A Slob Comes Clean get $5 off your first purchase. Just enter the invite code CLEAN5 when you sign up. That's invite code CLEAN5. Okay. All right. So things that I'm really glad I did. Let's start with the most obvious. I'm really glad I did the laundry. I am really glad that I'm done with the laundry. I'm really glad that even though it was Tuesday instead of Monday this week, just like it was the week before, but whatever. I'm really glad that as unfun as laundry is, I'm glad I finished it and it's done. I'm glad I hung up my kids' clothes straight out of the dryer. I'm glad that I all their clothes on different colored hangers so that when my daughter was freaking out over not having any black pants to wear today, I was able to say, wait a minute, I told so-and-so to put this stuff away and he's known for shoving it all in his side of the closet. And I could go and immediately identify this is the stuff that's yours. I'm really glad for all of those little tricks that go into a somewhat big routine because it's done and I don't have to worry about it. And it's not something that's nagging in the back of my brain. I'm really glad because when the cold weather hit this week here in Texas, which it's actually cold, y'all. I know those of you in actual cold areas are thinking it's probably not that cold, but it's been like below freezing. I don't see how you could say that's not cold. But anyway, but when the cold weather hit, we had clean jackets and sweatshirts. Okay. Like we had what we needed for the cold. No, we don't wear parkas, but we had what we needed for the cold weather. And here's where that is different than the way things were before I had my laundry day. Okay. Back when I used to do laundry, just kind of when I thought of it or even trying to do a single load every single day. And then I ended up rewashing the same load. And I was always doing emergency loads. I was always picking through the laundry baskets, finding the most necessary items. So there'd be socks and underwear and your basics of things that you needed. I was always picking things out of the laundry to go and do because those were the most necessary items. Do you know what ended up staying at the bottom of the laundry basket for a really, really long time? Out of season items. So it was not unheard of for me to get to the next season back around and go, oh my goodness, those things have been sitting at the bottom of the laundry basket since the end of the same season last year. So knowing that finishing the laundry completely every single week, first of all, gives me a real idea of an actual week's worth of laundry, which means, and it's way less than I ever thought it was, which means that at the end of a season, when it's time to wash those things that I'm actually, you know, going to put away or, you know, put to the side, put at the end of the closet, however you guys do it. But for me, it's put in these tubs. I can do that. Okay. Because it's either it's just part of the normal laundry day, or if it's an extra load, it's an extra load that I don't feel guilty about doing because I used to feel guilty about washing things to get put away when I had stuff that I urgently needed for my kids to wear right now. Do you know what I mean? And so that's why, you know, things would just stay at the bottom of the laundry basket. They would just get there. Now, that didn't happen always all the time, but it happened. And when it happened, I had those times of self-loathing and going, what is wrong with me? Oh my word, how do I let this happen? But it happened. It just did. And because of that, because I've experienced that before, I'm so incredibly thankful to go, oh yeah, all of our stuff is clean and you've got jackets to wear. You've got what you need because I don't know what the weather holds for tomorrow. My husband's trying to figure things out for, you know, Thanksgiving and what the weather's going to be like. And I have actually checked a couple times and I've been proud of myself, but it's the most foreign thing in the world to me to actually pay attention to what the weather is going to be in the future. Who does that? Anyway, I don't. So, you know, it catches me by surprise. Oh my goodness, there's frost on the windshield. My kids need to wear jackets to school. Just so you know. I remember being this way when my kids were little. I would freak out over the whole, oh no, they need long pants for tomorrow. Or, oh, who are these moms that let their kids go to school in shorts when it's 32 degrees outside? I don't care anymore now that they're teenagers, that they have hairy legs. Well, my sons do. My daughter doesn't. She doesn't wear shorts though. But the hairy legged boys wear shorts and a sweatshirt and a jacket. And that's just what they do. And I don't care. So I don't even buy them long pants. They each have like one pair of long pants and that's it. And each have like a pair of jeans. But I'm telling you, they wear shorts and don't judge because mama don't care. So anyway. I'm just saying, I'm sure you can't do that where some of y'all are, even though I hear stories that people do. But anyway, other times when I'm really glad that I've had laundry day, when the weather is rainy and crazy and those towels that have been used once and we could totally reuse because we actually remember to hang them up when that happens. When those instead have to be grabbed and used to clean up, you know, to rub down the dogs when they come inside, and it's been rainy outside, or, you know, wipe up the mess on the floor when the, you know, toilet overflows. I don't like to use clean towels for that. Although I will, if I have to, but you know, I'll use they've been used towels. Well, it's really nice to have more clean towels ready to replace those. Okay, because, you know, we're not going to use the towels after the dogs use them or we clean up a mess or whatever. But it's like, okay, where when we are all kind of, you know, I'm just hoping that nothing bad happens and we have to use that towel because we are out of towels other than that one. You know, that's stressful. And then there's obviously the obvious of having plenty of school clothes ready to wear, having plenty of socks, having plenty of underwear, all that kind of stuff. Because life happens. And when that stuff is already done, it makes me go, oh man, I am so glad I did laundry day. I am so glad. So now in this stressful moment, it's not as, you know, disheartening and stressful as it could be if it also meant that I, you know, wasn't going to have what I needed as far as laundry. Okay. Other things I'm glad I did. I'm glad that I washed my crock pot. So I've shared on Instagram, you know, last week, I think it was, and I was like, yep, I had my crock pot in the, washing machine. No, don't put your crock pot in the washing machine. And I know some people don't put it in the dishwasher. I have no idea if you're supposed to or not, but I do. But anyway, I had my crock pot in the dishwasher, the next morning because it hadn't fit the night before. But as long as I'm, you know, which is not the ideal way to do it. Ideally, I would hand wash it. That's fine. But the reality is I didn't. So the next morning, when I emptied the dishwasher as part of my routine, then I, you know, could do another load of some of the big stuff. And sometimes I'll just do an entire load. If you're worried about that wasting water, go listen to, I think it's tips and tricks for using your dishwasher or facts about using a dishwasher because it actually uses less water with a modern dishwasher to do that. So I'll just start pulling all these different things in, clean out some things in the fridge, whatever, run an extra load that morning. And it's, doing the dishes is never easy, but it's simple to do because I'm not behind on things. Okay. It's just a matter of, oh, okay, good. I can do this. No, I didn't wash it last night, but it didn't fit in there and I can fit it in there this morning and run a load. And I'm always glad when I've done that because you know what I used to do prior to doing my dishes every day? Let things soak, which really just means not doing it. Okay. I almost never have a pot soaking in the sink anymore. I pretty much used to always have at least one, if not more, pots soaking. Partly it's because I do the dishes every day. And so, you know, even that crock pot that's, I guess, probably 12 hours later, whatever. I've rinsed it out because it was easy to rinse out because there weren't other dishes in the sink. And it's not sat there and crusted over for a while like it used to. I know this is embarrassing. Anyway, but it's true. I used to do that. But when I go ahead and have those things done, it's like when I think, oh, you know what would be so great tonight? Taco soup. I'm going to throw everything in there. I don't have to go, oh, but I would have to wash the crock pot to do that. The crock pot that's sitting there with soaking with gross soaking water in it. And I hate touching that and blah, blah, blah. It's like, oh, okay, well I can make the taco soup because I've got my crock pot clean. So it's like that remembering, oh, it's so nice to have what I need to make what I want to make right now in the moment. It's already done. I can just grab the crock pot because it's clean. Makes sense? Okay. So I had on my notes that I washed the crock pot right-ish away. Let's see. Okay. So like along those lines, you know, like the right ingredients for a meal, having the right tools for a meal is key. You know, I'm always glad that, I did the dishes when I get to use my favorite coffee cup. When I'm not using a cup that, I don't actually really like the weight of this one or whatever. Like I try to purposefully be thankful when I get to use my favorite coffee cup every single day. Because I'm like, this didn't used to be this way before I did the dishes. But I love this coffee cup. It's the perfect size. It's the perfect weight. I really like this coffee cup. I'm thankful that I get to use it today which then just encourages me and kind of gives me that little pat on the back for having done the dishes. Because, you know, doing the dishes doesn't get a whole lot of applause. But when I stop to be thankful that that means that we get to use our favorite plates every single night, and I get to use my favorite cup for coffee every morning, then it's like that, okay, here's this personal gratefulness for the reality of just doing the dishes, which is kind of boring. All right, let's see. Oh, I'm always thankful when I bought groceries with a meal plan in mind. Whether, oh my word. Okay, I am so sorry about that, guys. They were just doing their job. Somebody knocked on the door, and their job is to scare them. Could y'all hear that? Because if you couldn't hear my dogs barking like crazy, that's hard to imagine, but it also makes me sound like I'm crazy right now. But anyway, okay, so since I got distracted, let me just go ahead with our next sponsor, who is Canvas People. The holidays are just around the corner. How's your holiday shopping going? Have you started? In our family, we buy one gift for each person on my side of the family, my extended family. I look for something meaningful and personal that they'll love and that won't turn into clutter. For a really special gift for the special people in your life, you've got to check out Canvas People. Canvas People prints your favorite memories on canvas and turns them into unique works of art that add a beautiful touch to your home. I have personally ordered, like with my own money, several Canvas People products, and they are my favorite. I am excited to surprise my daughter with a 16 by 20 print I ordered of her swinging out over a canyon in Ecuador this summer. The photo turned out amazing on my phone, and now it's art. Now, as a special, very limited holiday offer, canvaspeople.com is offering their popular 11 by 14 photo canvases for free. That's right, free. These normally sell for $69.99, but for this week only, you'll pay nothing. Just cover shipping and handling to get your free canvas text slob, that's capital S-L-O-B, to 484848. Just pay shipping and handling. This offer won't last. Text SLOB, S-L-O-B, to 484848. That's SLOB to 484848. Message and data rates may apply. Okay, so my dog is now freaking out because if I say the same thing over and over, she thinks that she has to come over and check me out. And I think saying 484848 made her come over here. Oh my goodness. This is an interesting podcast. Sorry, guys. I mean, I'm not saying it's an interesting podcast like for you to listen to. It's been interesting as an experience for me. Anyway. Okay. So going back to other things that I'm really thankful that I did, I bought groceries with a meal plan in mind. Even if I use a super detailed plan for me, sometimes, you know, a meal planning service, I know I use Prep Dish often, I'm always so incredibly thankful that I did that. Even if all I did was put together my grocery list and go, something taco-ish, which might be, you know, Mexican casserole or actual tacos or burritos or whatever. If I just think through it for a second and actually make a real list, I say a second, but you know what I mean? Like 5 minutes. And I make an actual list. I'm always so incredibly thankful for it every single day because I have a general idea of, you know, how to go about making something for dinner that night because I am the queen of missing one really important ingredient. And if I will just as a mat go, I think we're going to have meatballs and marinara this night. Do I have marinara sauce? Oh yeah. I need to, you know, get that at the grocery store or order it. Cause y'all know I like my app. Those types of things, it just makes a huge, huge difference. in how our week runs. So buying groceries with a meal plan in mind, no matter how detailed or not it is. Okay, something else that I'm very glad I did. This one's a little bit weird and odd, kind of, sort of. I'm really glad I bought a top yesterday that was more expensive than I wanted to pay. Okay, let me just explain what I mean by that. So I got it in my head about a month ago that I wanted a very specific looking top. And in my mind, it's going to be my winter travel top. Okay. And I think it's because I'd seen similar type things on various people while I was traveling at the airport. And I thought, that looks so comfortable. And I like to have a uniform for certain things, meaning I know whenever I travel and it's cold, I'm going to wear this. I know whenever I speak, I'm going to wear, you know, one of these four outfits. Sorry for those of you who see me speak more than once, but whatever. But, you know, I have kind of a uniform of this is what I wear for this type of situation. So then that just eliminates decisions that I have to make in those moments. It's like, oh, I just need to make sure such and such is clean instead of redeciding every time. So anyway, I'd gotten it into my head that I wanted something very specific. And I thought because I had seen or thought I had seen similar things like it. And it's like, I wanted a gray sweatshirt that was long enough for me to wear with leggings, which for me personally, I don't wear leggings that are with anything that's not basically a dress. But I wanted that. I wanted it to not be like, I wanted it to be somewhat not fitted, but have a little bit of shape to it. Anyway, so I started looking, like I looked at Academy, I looked at Walmart, I looked at wherever I was, I would try to look for this because I'm like, I know I've seen people wearing these. Why am I not seeing it in the store? But I could not find exactly what I was looking for. And I was very specific in my brain of what I wanted. Anyway, yesterday I had to kill a little bit of time. And I was near a store that I'd heard other people talk about going into. It's one of those like closeout stores where you're kind of, it's a little bit scary to go in there, like kind of a lot scary anyway. But, you know, people dig around and they find treasures. There was a time in my life, pretty much right before I started a slob blog out of desperation, when I would have been all over this store. Like I would have been there all the time, basically. But it's a treasure hunt kind of place. It's like you don't go in there saying, I'm going to get a pair of black pants because you have no idea what they're going to have. Anyway, so, but I'd heard people talk about going into the store and how they would get all these amazing deals. Like, you know, I really love your top. Oh, I got it there for $2 or whatever, you know, so I have it in my head how much something in this place should cost. Well, I go in and I'm looking and I find exactly the item that I had been searching for. But I use the little app that you have to use to find out the actual real current price. And it was $15, which is not expensive. Okay. But $15 is about what I pay for, you know, full price things for me because I'm cheap anyway. And so I really debated, like I had a real inward struggle conversation over, am I seriously going to pay $15 at a place like this when that probably means this item just got here. And if I waited a week, it would be half that price. I don't know how it all works because I don't go there all the time. But knowing that I had come in thinking, I'm going to find something for $2. I didn't know I was going to find this. I really wasn't expecting that. But anyway, I really debated it. And I finally went, no, I have been looking for exactly this in places where I would have spent $20 for it. This is the only thing I've found in all of my searches that's exactly what I was looking for, even though it shouldn't be $15. Y'all, I know some of y'all are going, is she seriously, this worked up over $15? And others of y'all are like, oh, I get it. I would never pay $15. I don't care how cute it is. Anyway, so I know we have the whole spectrum here. But my point is I got over myself and my frugality issues. And I spent $15 on this thing from a place where I had no idea I was going to walk in there and spend $15. But it was because it was exactly what I wanted. So I got it home and washed it because in a place like that, I'm sorry, I just can't do it. I can't try it on without washing it. knowing that I was at risk here because you can't take things back there. And I got home, washed it, put it on this morning. It is exactly, and I mean like could not be more perfect. I love it so much. It's exactly what I've been wanting and haven't been able to find. And so my point here is I'm really glad I went ahead and spent the $15. I'm really glad I got over my frugality issues. And the way that this impacts clutter is that every time I'm not even going to say win the debate, because it's not necessarily a win to spend money. That's not what I'm saying. As a frugal person, I wouldn't say that. But every time I spend more than I really wanted to, and then am so incredibly thankful that I went ahead and got over my frugality and did that, because, oh, wow, now that I have this on, I'm like, oh, I'm going to get so much more than $15 worth of use out of this. I mean, really. When I can really focus on that and acknowledge that in the future, when I am struggling over getting rid of something because of the possible value of that item and the amount of money I might have to spend if I did end up having to buy another one or replace it or whatever, which is like the same thing, but whatever. But if I do end up having to spend money, you know, because technically sort of kind of because I got rid of this one, every time I've gone, you know what, that was money well spent about something that I wasn't for sure confident I should spend the money on, it helps me in the future to go, you know what, this one isn't perfect. There's a reason why it's leaving my house. It's not perfect. Okay. If it was perfect, I'd be keeping it, right? But there's something about it. Either I don't have a place for it right now in my home because I didn't have an answer to decluttering question number one. Where would I look for this first? But, you know, for some reason, or it's just imperfect. I don't love it, but it's okay in a pinch, all that kind of stuff. As I have those conversations with myself, every time I have acknowledged, girl, oh my goodness, I hope my dog did not just stop this recording. No, good. Whew, she's needy today. Anyway, she was taking a great nap before those people came to the door. Anyway, but as every time that I can acknowledge that it was worth it for me to spend money that I was really hesitant to spend, then in the future, I'm willing to get rid of something going, you know what? Sometimes it's worth it to just have to spend money to get the perfect thing. And this item that I'm knowing needs to leave my house is not the perfect thing. Okay. So I know that's kind of a roundabout way, but I tried, because frugality is so much of my clutter issue. So much of it is related to my need to save money and not spend money on things I don't absolutely need to. Because of that, it's very important for me to realize successful times when I'm thankful that I spent the money. Make sense? Maybe it doesn't. So our final sponsor for this episode is Care Of. Care Of is a monthly subscription vitamin service that delivers completely personalized vitamin and supplement packs right to your door. Care Of's fun online quiz asks you about your diet, health goals, and lifestyle choices, and takes only about 5 minutes to find out what vitamins and supplements you specifically need. When I first heard about this service and about their quiz, I thought, oh, that's nice. But y'all, I found this quiz fascinating. It was super fast to take and actually kind of fun, very well done. And it addressed my own personal needs and habits and asked questions that surprised me, but then made me think, well then, that's actually a really good question. Your vitamins get delivered right to your door in personalized, easy to remember daily packs. Okay. So like the vitamins for the one day come in its own little pack, okay, that you just pull out, take those. Okay. Perfect for a busy on-the-go lifestyle and for those of us who need easy ways to remember things. And vegan and vegetarian supplement options are available to meet your dietary needs. For 25% off your first month of personalized Care of vitamins, visit takecareof.com and enter clean as the code. That's 25% off your first month of personalized care of vitamins. Just visit takecareof.com and enter clean as the code. Okay. So other things that I'm really glad I did. I'm really glad that over the past week, I did 3 5-minute pickups. Now, some of you may be going, wait, you're supposed to do that every day. You're totally supposed to do it every day. But I'm really glad that I did the 3 that I did. Okay. 5-minute pickups are always worth it. Like all caps, ALWAYS, always, always worth it. So remember pickup math. Pickup math is if I do a 5-minute pickup, I make 5 minutes of progress. If I have my whole family do a 5-minute pickup, all 5 of us working for 5 minutes is 25 minutes worth of things being picked up and put away in our home. That's a pretty big impact. Okay, let's just be honest. It's a really big impact. 25 minutes worth. Pickup math is worth it. Another version of pickup math is that and I talked about this just a few weeks ago, that if I work for 5 minutes picking things up and putting them away, then when I come back to do another 5-minute pickup, especially if I do it the next day, then I'm usually done with the first day's layer of stuff that's out of place in like 2.5 minutes. And I have 2.5 minutes to kind of make a little bit more progress actually decluttering. Oh, my dog is making me crazy today. She's great. She's a puppy. Anyway, she's like getting into stuff while I'm talking. Whatever. But pickup math means that when I have to pick up, meaning like people are coming over, it's time to vacuum, it's time to dust, we got to get all these surfaces and floors cleared. Every time I've done 5-minute pickups, even 3 in the last week, it's like this huge head start when it's actually time to clean my house. So every time I've done a 5-minute pickup, I'm so incredibly glad. One of the ways that I think about this is in the week before an event, meaning we're having people over, or I know that my kids got a friend who's spending the night that week, or maybe it's, you know, honestly, when I know that, my cleaner's going to come and she's going to do the deep cleaning and I want to have every single surface completely picked up in the whole house, which is a big deal for me. But in the week before the event, I'm so much more motivated because it's top of mind that the impact of these 5-minute pickups, okay? Like if I will do a 5-minute pickup now, I am going to be so thankful and glad that I did that in the future. Okay. Even when it's not because it gives me a head start when I have to clean up, it also is something I'm incredibly thankful I've done when surprises happen. So y'all know that we've been having remodeling done, which most of y'all are probably thinking, oh, she talked about this 3 months ago. Isn't she done by now? No, we're not. But we're trying to get everything completely and totally done before Thanksgiving next week. So, I've been talking to him and say, hey, when are you going to come by? When are you going to come by? And, so yesterday when it was a complete surprise that they showed up and they were going to do some work, I was so incredibly glad that we'd done 5-minute pickups because even though it wasn't perfect, they could get around and do the things that they needed to do and get to all the doors and get to all the things that they were painting, because 5-minute pickups had happened. Okay. So like those are the times when I go, oh, thank you. Huh. Because I have plenty of experience at going, oh my word, they're here today. Are you kidding me? I'm not ready for this. I have tons of experience with that feeling. So I'm choosing to embrace and acknowledge and think about the feeling of, oh, I'm so glad we've done some 5-minute pickups. oh, man, this is a great feeling. Let me stop and feel it and enjoy it to help me remember to do, you know, the benefit of those 5-minute pickups in the future. So that when the thought of a 5-minute pickup occurs to me and I go, I don't feel like doing that right now. I don't feel like dealing with the groans of my children who, you know, are going to complain about the fact that we're about to do this. When I, you know, remembering this thankful feeling that I have right now of, I'm so glad we did that so that it was so much better than it could have been when they, you know, unexpectedly came by. That feeling helps motivate me to go ahead and act on that, remembering to do a 5-minute pickup. Other times when I'm really grateful. So, you know, a lot of people don't have, DirecTV cable or satellite anymore, which is great, except for when it comes to sports. And so I'm very thankful that, you know, 5-minute pickups keep our house from being crazy. And even though it may not be perfect and clean and whatever, a 5-minute pickup keeps it from being a total disaster, so that when my son says, hey, so-and-so needs a place to watch the Cowboys game, I'm like, sure, you can come over. Or yes, let's do a 5-minute pickup, which has an even bigger impact because we've already done some in the past. You know what I'm saying there? Okay. And then here's one last thing. And I don't know. I debated on this one because it's kind of like, really, is that big of a deal? But you guys, I've decided this is a big deal. And it's something I've thought about writing a post about it. And the post would be titled, Slobs Are Such Nice People. And that is, I made a decision about 2 years ago. Y'all are thinking I'm about to say something really significant, but it's not. But I realized that out of my desire to be super efficient and helpful to others, which I'm sure there's people in my life like, she worries about being helpful. I've never noticed that about her. But I would notice that if I was in a drive-thru somewhere, like let's say the bank or Sonic, just to be more honest, if I'm in a drive-thru somewhere, I would often get my card back at the same time as my food or my money at the bank, get my driver's license back. And out of my concern for the person behind me in the line, I would just kind of set it to the side, thinking, oh, well, I need to go ahead and get out of here so that they can get up to the window. And that would be the nicer thing for me to do. And then do you know what would happen? Do you know how this story ends? You do, right? And then I wouldn't be able to find my driver's license, or I wouldn't be able to find the card that I needed, that I use all the time, because it would get, you know, knocked over and down between the seats or whatever. And it would cause this huge frustration in the future, because when you can't find your driver's license or your credit card, or your debit card, when you need it, it's a really, really big hassle. Okay. So I made this decision that I am going to, now I'm super aware of it. So I've got my wallet just right there and ready for me to put the card back in. But I get that card, I pull the receipt off, and I all in one motion go stick that card back in my wallet. And do you know how long that takes? 2 seconds or less. I mean, for real. And nobody has honked at me one time for doing this. But I, for some reason, for years, would just throw it over there so that I could go ahead and get going. If somebody was upset with me, I'm sorry. You know, it's not like I'm digging through my purse and, you know, planning my next week's worth of groceries or something. No, I'm taking a literal 2 seconds to put that card in the actual place where it goes so that it will be there next time. Okay. And even though it feels like something I could do later, doing it now has relieved so much stress for me. I have a confidence that I never used to have that everything was going to be in my purse that needed to be in there, you know, because it was, because it's a conscious decision. So I'm always so thankful that I've always, you know, I actually, my wallet somehow fell out of my purse and fell down between the seats yesterday. And I started to have a panic moment, and it had gave me a realization that I don't experience this panic very often anymore because of that very small little decision. And it made to just go ahead, take the 2 seconds, let somebody wait behind me in line for a literal 2 seconds. I honestly feel like I get moving faster than most people do anyway. But making that conscious decision, it yesterday's experience made me say, I am so thankful that I do that now, that this is a very rare thing for me to not be able to find my wallet. And I did find it within a few minutes. But I just, that kind of mindset is really, really, it's been transformative in a lot of things for me, just to say, I'm going to go ahead and do this now because I acknowledge and I know from experience how thankful, oh my word, do you hear her? How thankful I am going to be in the future that I did this. Okay. All right. This has been a bit of a crazy one. She is now on the couch, which she's not allowed to do, but it's because I'm talking about my dog, because she came over and licked the plate from my breakfast that's next to me on the chair. And I know that in her mind, she thought, oh, she doesn't mind if I lick that plate that's up on the table. You know what? I bet she also won't mind if I get on the couch, even though I'm never allowed to do that. Anyway, so I guess she's figured out microphone means she can get away with stuff. But anyway, before I go, I want to make sure you guys know about our Patreon community. You can go to Patreon, patreon.com/aslobchemsclean. And there you will get information where you can become a patron of the show, like help support the show. And those who are patrons at the $5 a month level or more get to join the private secret Facebook group. I had several of you email me over the last week who said, wait, I don't think I ever got into the group. You have to fill out an actual form. It is in there. If you're a patron, you can get to it. But I know sometimes it's hard to see things and find things. So just send me an email if you're a patron and you are not in the Facebook group. But anyway, because I have to invite you. That's the deal about it being secret. Is I can't just send you a link. It's a hassle, but it's worth it for the fact that the group is secret and nobody can see who's in it or anything like that. Okay. Thanks for joining me, and I will talk to you guys next week. All right. Bye.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.